Wherever you may be,
I see your face in stars above as I dream. And so you're always near to me. Wherever you may be, I see your face in stars above as I dream. And so you're always near to me. Wherever you may be, I see your face in stars above as I dream.
God's voice speaks to me all through the day. It is quite possible to listen to God's voice all through the day without interrupting your regular activities in any way. The part of your mind in which truth abides is in constant communication with God, whether you are aware of it or not. It is the other part of your mind that functions in the world and obeys the world's laws. It is this part that is constantly distracted, disorganized, and highly uncertain. The part that is listening to the voice for God is calm, always at rest, and wholly certain. It is really the only part that there is. The other part, the part of your human condition, is a wild illusion, frantic, distraught, but without reality of any kind. Try today not to listen to it. Try to identify with the part of your mind where stillness and peace reign forever. Try to hear God's voice call to you lovingly, reminding you that your Creator has not forgotten His Son. We're going to take now on this new satellite 4 5-minute practice periods where we really are going to attempt to hear God speaking to us. We will try actually to hear God's voice reminding you of Him and of yourself. We will approach this happiest and holiest of thoughts with confidence, knowing that in doing so, we are joining our will with the will of God. He wants you to hear His voice. He gave it to you to be heard. Listen in deep silence. Be very still. Open your mind. Go past all the raucous shrieks and sick imaginings that cover your real thoughts and obscure your eternal link with God. Sink deep into the peace that waits for you beyond the frantic, riotous thoughts and sights and sounds of this insane world. You do not live here, listen. You do not live here. We are trying to reach your real home. We are trying to reach the place where you are truly welcome. We are trying to reach God. Now we're going to practice together. Do not forget to repeat today. This is all you need to do. God's voice speaks to me all through the day. And God's voice is speaking to us together all through the day. Welcome. We note with joy and anticipation that there has been direct communication in the link of the idea of your individual correspondence with yourself and the inevitable outcome that was going to occur through the single idea contained within your own mind about the unique possibility from the idea of the human condition, that a direct link with eternal happiness and love was available to you. Could we listen together? Shall we practice together the design that was made for you today with a particular reference about your individual obstacles to peace that were keeping you heretofore from hearing this moment of conversion of your mind? Say to me very softly, are you ready? This is called A Course in Miracles. It's a direct mind training in the possibility of the conversion of your mind in a self-realization of the necessity for a direct communication with the universe. You have been subjected to objective ideas concerning conflict contained within your own individual mind that have not allowed you to say the direct link that is possible. And now we're going to use the word obstacle and the idea that somehow, and I'm seeing you very brightly now, you would get an attempt to get a reflection of the immediacy of our association with ourself, in which you would continue to attempt to deny the excess of love and happiness that's available to us and was accomplished at that moment. Welcome. This particular interlude has been designed to be a procedure that will represent very rapid mind conversion when it has been successful in the attainment of the joy and happiness that you are seeking. It's a disconnection from the idea of the obstacle that you had attached to yourself in your own consciousness mind for fear of a revealing of the entirety of you. They call me the Master Teacher. Obviously, I'm an illuminated idea of body identity with a unique provision to offer to you on a consistent basis an alteration of the illusion of your consciousness in efforts to perform particular acts of that conversion. You've been an obstacle. Now on the satellite, you've tuned in and we're looking and sharing to the idea what obstacles to the immediacy of the conversion of your mind and the accessibility that you have individually in your body formulation in the certainty that that would be available to you. There's been a very fundamental premise that you are beginning very rapidly to undergo and experience an ordination of the inevitability of the perfection of your individual association with yourself. Here, will you let me share overcoming that obstacle with you just for a moment? Remember, together through my Savior, my direction, and everything that I attempt to do within this correspondence obviously has to do with there's a biblical term in the New Testament called Sermon on the Mount, where you were required to look at reflections of light that concern themselves only with the obstacle that you have presented yourself with in order not to hear this message. Very simply, the idea, if the light idea of memories contained within your own mind and going out into the universe on a continuing reflected basis could not give you an image of a better reflection of yourself, you have always ended up in the ordeal that somewhere in your own mind there was an obstacle. I have a lot of joy in teaching the Course in Miracles, as you know, and many of you now are sharing it with me, because the basis for the idea of overcoming obstacle cannot not be a very fundamental admission that who's the cause of the difficulty? That was a question. Yeah. The apparent difficulty in overcoming the obstacle to the idea of perfection and wholeness in all of the association of your mind is actually only, and we will formulate this together and read it from chapter 19, say to me, my need to get rid of it. In its most basic sense, if the universe and escape from this idea of space-time in its entirety is nothing but your willingness not to abstract or attempt to determine within conceptual associations about yourself what you are, you would see immediately that the light and love of God is all around you, and you're afraid of it. You're afraid, in a very real sense, of the idea that the love that we can share will suddenly begin to obsess you with the joy that you experience in releasing within your own mind defense idea that you have about yourself. There, very successful. There was an obstacle to peace. Thank you. You see that? Did you see what happened? See the pain that you had right there? Listen to me. There was no need for you to have that pain. As we progress in these obstacles to the idea of what was causing you all this pain, we're going to arrive at the fundamental idea that all of your fear is not based on the totality of the love of God, but only on your fear of your loss of the obstacles that you utilize in order to retain that identity. Did you see that? How lovely that one. There's an obstacle to peace. There's an obstacle to the idea that you and I are suddenly going to release ourselves in that certainty. What is this fundamental premise? We're sharing love together. You finally looked at the idea within your necessity to retain conflict, all right, which was a part of the obstacle that you designed in your own mind for fear of being revealed as whole and beautiful and lovely in the manner in which I'm seeing you. Practice. It's a miracle. We have been successful in the mind training of the conceptual idea of self-identity in a process of releasing of energy light flow to begin to see each other in new perspectives about what the actual obstacle to the idea that we had to be formulated in space-time, that we had to be trapped into this body formulation with the idea, listen to me now, that somewhere within this idea of space-time, you would show up and see me in this reference. So we could share together and read together the idea that when you look at the human condition that appears to be separate from you, you can see that each individually is designed to retain an obstacle. Let's use the speed of light for a moment. The simple idea that the energy factor of darkness does not allow you to perceive the immediacy of the availability of light and love that's all around you. So this occurs, and we term this the big board, an out-of-time reference being penetrated into the idea of the reasonableness of your mind to hear it, to, in chapter 19 of the course, to begin a procedure of overcoming obstacles in a determination that who you really are is beginning. Light and love that I'm offering you are finally only the ones that you're offering back to me in our determination that no real obstacle, be it a million miles, a trillion miles, one instant, can prevent us from the immediacy of communication with each other in that love. Listen. As peace extends from deep inside yourself to embrace all the sonship and give it rest, it will encounter many obstacles. Some of them you will try to impose. Others will seem to arise from elsewhere, from your brothers, and from various aspects of the world outside. Yet peace will gently cover them, extending paths completely unencumbered. The extension of the Holy Spirit's purpose from your relationship to others to bring them gently in will quietly extend to every aspect of your lives, surrounding both of you with glowing happiness and the calm awareness of complete protection, and you will carry its message of love and safety and freedom to everyone who draws nigh unto your temple where healing waits for him. You will not wait to give him this, for you will call to him and he will answer you, recognizing in your call the call for God, and you will draw him in and give him rest as it was given you. And you will draw him in and give him rest as it was given you. Thank you. This new continuum of time that you discovered in the satellite of energy provision of conversion of Homo sapiens, the nature of the idea that you were a human condition confined to this enclosure necessary and necessary to suffer the idea of extended pain and death and loneliness has left you. This chapter 19 of the miracles of Our Course in Miracles from the illuminate mind of Jesus in the whole procedure that we're now sharing together in the miracle of self-realization that has allowed us to repicture ourselves without the obstacle in which we previously depended, an idea about ourselves as enclosed in this dark form. Here's a little more about obstacles. All this will you do, yet the peace that already lies deeply within must first expand and flow across the obstacles you placed before it. This will you do, for nothing undertaken with the Holy Spirit remains not already finished. You can indeed be sure of nothing you see outside you, but of this you can be sure. The Holy Spirit asks that you offer Him a resting place where you will rest in Him. He answered you, and He entered your relationship. Would you not now return His graciousness and enter into a relationship with Him? For it is He who offered your relationship the gifts of holiness, without which it would have been forever impossible to totally appreciate what He is offering you. I'm going to read just for a moment. I hope you have your chapter 19 of the Course with you. We're going to cover within this little cycle of 6 minutes that are left now in the entirety of our idea of conversion, the one we directed to you at the opening of this episode, is your fear of the peace that I am offering you and your need to get rid of it. That is quite readily and really the idea that you could lose yourself in that correspondence with you. And if you did, you would undergo another death experience. And if you did, you would have to enter into the fear of God, which still remains for many of you a part of what you think life is, and which it is not. Obstacle number one. First obstacle that peace must overflow across is your desire to get rid of it, for it cannot extend unless you keep it. You are the center from which it radiates outward to call the others in. You are its home, its tranquil dwelling place from which it gently reaches out, but never leaving you. If you would make it homeless, how can it abide within the Son of God? If it would spread across the whole creation, it must begin with you. Do you see that? And from you, reach to everyone who calls and bring him rest by joining with you. Listen, to overcome the world is no more difficult than to surmount your little wall of energy light that you put up to prevent you from hearing how simple the solution is. Now that represented the first 27 minutes of our determination following the entrance into this idea that time itself is a relative thing. The idea that there is an obstacle of light formulation that prevents you from seeing clearly a particular advantage that I intend to give you is nothing but your need that you previously employed to protect yourself from the concept of who you thought you were as a human condition within a dream of isolation that did not allow you to see that vision right there, where the obstacle that previously held you in the bondage of that light fabric of light association is disappearing. Here's a little practice with whom you term the master teacher. There are many, many now, thousands becoming very rapidly millions of us who are undergoing alterations of body identity in which they suddenly no longer want to represent themselves. Is the distance between the idea of correspondence with the whole universe. Remember at the beginning of this video, this choice, that God is speaking to you? How simple the solution would be, human, if you look at the prospects that if there is indeed a wholeness of you, an eternal love of creative reality forever, that somehow you have been excluded from it. You ready? I'll be back in just a moment. That joy that I just felt in the miracle was nothing but a very fundamental admission that all of the difficulties that you have had concerning this have only been in your own mind. That you have been in conflict with yourself in a determination to continue to hold on to what you term possession of love or light in order to misidentify yourself in a conclusion that was inevitable in a process of your searching procedure, very simply because in reality it's the only thing that you could ever find. And beginning with the teaching of A Course in Miracles, where you see that the obstacle was only in your own mind, your progress will be very rapid now. What? God, who is speaking to us, also goes with us wherever we go and is entered into this procedure along with all of the other minds that are in my mind. So we can say together, God bless us, each and every one. Stay just like there's a great deal of attention being paid in our Course in Miracles to the idea of the science idea of the mystery of your mind. Remember the mysteries of outer space, which turn out to be our Course in Miracles. Remember all the ideas you have about particulars of your mind in regard, say, to parallel universes and all the teaching that is gone, coming from the idea that the obstacle to your association with yourself is contained only within your own ideas of mind about what you want to be true in the difficulties that you encounter. I digress just for a moment, because what I'm offering you is a part of your own conceptual relationship with yourself and hence with the universe. Okay. Say to me, anthropocentric. Yes. the nature of your anthology of yourself, anthrotic, in the new science idea, is very simply, and I'm sure you're aware of it, that finally, decisions that will be obtained within the entirety of the universe are going to be made in your own mind. There's nothing at all new about the idea of a single source of the entirety of the power in all the universe. It has always and only been what you have thought. Now, your capacity to offer obstacles to yourself in objective ideas about yourself have disallowed you to see that direct communication is possible in this metamorphosis, this conversion of the body identity of enclosure of the species, would immediately recognize a correspondence of light that is a part of the entirety of the universe without any regard whatsoever to the obstacle of the dark form of energy that held you and kept you from seeing and presenting with you an obstacle that you actually believed was possible. This is why I'm emphasizing to you as the master teacher of this Course in Miracles, the entirety of the necessity for your individual conversion without regard to all the world that's out there. Why, as you change your mind, as you increase the power, the intensity of yourself for that direct communication of love, the whole world around you is changing. How can we be certain of this? The whole world around you is changing each moment in its entirety, yet you conceptually continue to set up obstacles. Let's continue now with it. The first idea of the obstacle you had is your need, when you find peace, to get rid of it. Because if you find peace, you'll begin to enjoy it. And you'll discover to your happy amazement that it had absolutely nothing to do with who you thought you were as that conceptual human being. Very nice. Thank you. There's a hush in heaven, a happy expectation, a little pause of gladness, an acknowledgement of the journey's end. For heaven knows you well as you know heaven. No illusion stands between you now. Look not upon the little wall of shadows. The sun has risen over it. How can a shadow keep you from the sun? No more can you be kept by shadows from the light in which illusions end. Listen, every miracle is but the end of an illusion. Such was the journey, such its ending. And in the goal of truth which you have accepted, must all illusions end. Listen, the little insane wish to get rid of him whom you invited in and push him out must produce conflict. As you look upon the world, this little wish, uprooted and floating aimlessly, can land and settle briefly upon anything, for it has no purpose now. Before the Holy Spirit entered to abide with you, it seemed to have a mighty purpose. Listen, the fixed and unchangeable dedication to sin and be separate, and its result. Look, now it's aimless, wandering pointlessly, causing no more than tiny interruptions in love's appeal. One more. this feather of a wish, this tiny illusion, this microscopic remnant of the belief in sin is all that remains of what once seemed to be the world. It is no longer an unrelenting barrier to peace. Its pointless wandering makes its result appear to be more erratic and unpredictable than before. Yet what could be more unstable than a tightly organized delusional system? At last, we're going to share the idea of the release of the defenses you have employed in the nature of your recognition of light form refraction and reflection. Let's try it together. Stay with me. I got excited at the prospect of offering to you my certainty in the reassignment of yourself. All right. Did you see this? Did you see this friend here that came with us now? Can you see with us what's occurring in the light fabric of this organization of our light? Here, did you see that right there? There. Now, what you previously utilized conceptually to fragment within your own consciousness, the simple idea of aggregations of symbolization of mine, all right, that you gathered together in procedures of determination to represent yourself. We're going to practice a word here that's going to occur. Okay. To represent yourself within that light form of being guilty. Very early in our Course in Miracles, my Savior Jesus reminds us that we're guilty. Here I am. I'm offering you my certainty. Listen, that we're guilty. The question of guilt is the idea of a relationship of possibility of self-identity contained within yourself. Yet for the moment of your existence in space-time, excluding the possibility of the entirety of your guilt. Will you share this with me? A little retrogression here. A little bit in the idea of forgiveness. A little bit in the intense joy you're feeling at forgiving the image out there that so intensely encompassed you that you actually thought that the ordeal could not be overcome in your determination not to release, but to hold on to the idea of guilt. The obstacles to peace of our Course in Miracles, and we're all reading it together now from the satellite, and the first obstacle was you need to get rid of it. The second obstacle is going to be your need to actually be that physical body that you think you are with the necessity to suffer the consequences of the containment within your own mind, utilizing exactly the same power that has found you through the love of God, innocent of the perspective of your conceptual idea about yourself. The part that we just read in the Course right now have shown you your capacity to release obstacles that you previously used to defend yourself in the idea. Now, when they begin to formulate, this is the practice of the Course, when they begin to formulate in your conceptual practice, instead of holding on to them and sequencing them in time, you release them. As we just read together, they float aimlessly for a moment within a fabric of a correspondence. We used to call this particle energy light association with the inevitability of the waves of light that surround you. the particle is converted. This is anthropology now. This is the idea of the power of you to convert the obstacle in your mind that you use to identify yourself within this procedure, okay, of the obstacle that you use in order to accumulate all the thoughts you have in your mind that couldn't possibly serve any purpose. And the idea that of your willingness to forgive the object of the certainty that while it appeared to be out there in replication of innumerable ideas of the correspondence of your body, that the single truth of the matter, you listening to me, was the obstacle was only in you. All of us, somewhere within space-time, have undergone the ordeal of an obstacle to peace that was being represented by the entirety of our association with what appeared to be each other in a predetermination to hold on objectively, let's use the speed of light, with the inevitability to gain a true picture that we are now beginning to share. Obstacles to the peace of God. Listen. The attraction of guilt produces fear of love. For love would never look on guilt at all. It is the nature of love to look upon only the truth, for there it sees itself, with which it would unite in holy union and completion. As love must look past fear, so must fear see love not, for love contains the end of guilt as surely as fear depends on it. Overlooking guilt completely, love sees no fear. Being wholly without attack, it could not be afraid. Fear is attracted to what love sees not, and each believes that what the other looks upon does not exist. Fear looks on guilt with just the same devotion that love looks on itself. And each has messengers which they send out and which return to them with messages written in the language in which their going forth was asked. Could you see that with me? Boy, it's lovely to teach love. How simple is the solution to the idea that we love each other eternally with the completion of ourself, with the fundamental acknowledgement in our Course in Miracles that finally there is only love. And just as certainly in the admonition that the only possibility of not being love would be the obstacle, and this is my entire Course in Miracles, that you interpose, that necessitates that you train your mind to overcome in your mind the obstacle to the idea of love's presence. As human beings, confined to that aggregation of body form in which you think you are actually a human, occupying that body, how the master teacher loved to say, carbon and hydrogen and oxygen, that you think you are when all around you is the light and love of this universe. The use of the word message is valuable here. We remind you that the message that you're sending out cannot not be the message that you're going to get back. How simple the solution will be then, my dear brother, if you will accept in a very, very fundamental way how we love each other. Thank you. In our satellite in the Course, in the accumulation of conversion of the power of mind, what previously represented a dark idea that you as a brother objectively of mine shared with this, we could take our rage and our pain and our loneliness on our death with messengers that we had sent out, okay, within the idea of the speed of light, in order to retain this dark form of light that we think now represents us. In the reformulation, this is from my Savior now, Jesus of Nazareth, in the term he employs in Sermon on the Mount, is a causal loop of energy where you accumulate in your mind ideas of revenge that allow you in a literal sense to believe that there's something out there that can harm you. Where now the mind training has brought you to the simple admission that you've been attacking yourself in that idea and have been setting up obstacles in your mission of determination to deny the love of self-recognition that's actually all around us now. The practice that you have been successful at as a human condition is nothing but a continuing idea that the light of the universe, and now we're in the entirety of the idea of galactic association, has always been with you, and that the obstacle was deeply contained within yourself by your need to protect it. Now, look at me, human being. I'm not concerned about any human except you and your individual idea of singularity. Or you'll attempt to get another reflection of light that allow you to continue to condemn yourself to the idea of the obstacle that you are intentionally holding on to keep from seeing yourself. Thank you. Thank you for overcoming that obstacle by the simple admission that no matter where you looked out in space-time, the solution was not there. Can we share why? The solution was being held in the bondage of yourself with the simple necessity to release in order to discover who you are. Chapter 19, A Course in Miracles, Obstacles to Peace. Love's messengers are gently sent and return with messages of love and gentleness. The messages of fear are harshly ordered to seek out guilt and cherish every scrap of evil and of sin that they can find, losing none of them on pain of death and laying them respectively before their Lord and Master. Are you listening to this? Perception cannot obey two masters, each asking for messages of different things in different languages. What fear would feed upon, love overlooks. What fear demands, love cannot even see. The fierce attraction that guilt holds for fear is wholly absent from love's gentle perception. What love would look upon is meaningless to fear and quite invisible. And there's one more paragraph as we end this first hour. Listen, relationships in this world are the result of how the world is seen. And this depends on which emotion was called on to send its messengers to look upon it and return with word of what they saw. Look, fear's messengers are trained through terror, and they tremble when their master calls on them to serve him, for fear is relentless even to its friends. its messengers steal guiltily away in hungry search of guilt, for they are kept cold and starving and made vicious by their master, who allows them to feast only upon what they return to him. No little shred of guilt escapes their hungry eyes, and in their savage search for sin, they pounce on any living thing they see and carry it screamingly to their master to be devoured. Analogies. Thank you for the light you're showing me with here within your own mind. The progress that you're making in the idea of the possibility of a new perspective of both your emotional involvement with the idea of the universe and, most importantly, your individual involvement with the result that you want that has always been available to you, very simply because no matter where you have gone in the universe, you have not been able to get and receive a true perspective of the individuality of the relationship of the power of your mind to see more clearly a reflection of yourself. That was a great story. That was a story of the human condition, dear ones. This is a great story that you have been telling yourself, that somehow within your own conceptual mind, in relationship with this little enclosed procedure of dark form, in a dream of the idea of the circumstances about yourself, you have been unable, because of fear, to penetrate the idea of how simple the solution will be in your own mind. Here we are with Master Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, not to continue to attack yourself in unison definitions of what you want to be. Why? Every time I'm offering you now, am I sure you who I am? All the love that I can feel for you. Say to me, I've been afraid. I know. There, that was nice. You've been afraid of what? Love. You've been afraid of the entirety of you. What have you done? You've used defense in the idea of yourself, in particular, of holding yourself in that bondage, and now it's over. With your permission, I'll do one more 57 minutes in the idea of overcoming the obstacle of the emotional need of fear that's contained within you. The reason I want to do it is in this new satellite association, we are demonstrating very rapid mind, physical, transcending ideas of the body that are transfiguring the idea of the guilt we feel in relationship with our body formulation. When we feel guilt, the action that we feel has been taken out on the body so that we've used the body to demonstrate our need to get sick and alone and die. And they're passed away. But the reason they're passed away is because love has gone with us wherever we've gone, and we have found that certainty of sharing this love together so that we can declare in this little two-minute interval that everything that could ever happen in all of space-time is now occurring as we lay down our defenses. Say it with me now, remember? God bless us, each and every one. How very bright you are with the loss of obstacles.
And so your